The new Mishnah at the end of yesterday's daf taught a fascinating halacha in the case of when an Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, where a person had brought a korban shlamim, which we generally hold is not allowed to be slaughtered on Shabbos. But in theory, if that korban was brought and it fit the criteria of a korban Pesach, which is a male or a sheep and a goat, it could, in theory, count as a korban Pesach. It's machlokas in the Mishnah. Realizer holds that it's no good. It would be considered a violation of the rules of Shabbos. And the person, as a result, has to bring a sin offering, a korban chatas. Rabbi Yeshua says he is going to be exempt from bringing that korban. It's not a violation of Shabbos because the person was actually doing a mitzvah. It may have been a mistake, but there's a principle called Toa Bidvar Mitzvah. Rashi explains in his words, Vze Asa Mitzvah Shehikiv Korban Vecholo Zvachim. He did a mitzvah, he did a korban, Shenizbechu Shalolishman, Zvachim Shenizbechu Shalolishman, Ksherin. It counts according to Yeshua. And even more so for Rabbi Yeshua, this actually can count as a Pesach. Vafashchanichat and Lashem Pesach, Rabbi Yeshua Machshilahen. So it works in this case. That's called Toa Bidvar Mitzvah. The source for this, the Gemara actually quotes also here in Amud Aleph, this approach of Rabbi Yeshua back, which is all the way back in the Mishnah Shabbos of Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah over there says you have two babies. One was supposed to have his bris milah on Erev Shabbos, and one was supposed to have his bris milah on Shabbos itself. And there was a mistake made, and the one who was supposed to have an Erev Shabbos was an error done on Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua said, we're going to exempt the carrying out of this bris milah, because at the end of the day, it was Tobit Var Mitzvah. It was a mitzvah to get the bris milah done. Therefore, we exempt them from the violation of Shabbos. Comes the Gemara after continued discussion, we get to Amud Beis, and there's a teaching, halachic teaching brought from Rabbi Yochanan. The background to this teaching is that the Torah forbids a husband and wife to have relations when the wife is in a state of nida, based on the pasuk of Ayukah, Perek Yedches, pasuk Tas, Velisha Benidas Tumasa Loti Kovel Golos Ervasa. This is the pasuk that tells us this halacha. So if this couple has relations, b'shogeg, it's unintentional, not realizing that the wife was in a needed status, and a korban chatas must be brought. But if it was a yevama, if it was a woman who was awaiting, the husband passed away, and there was no children in that case, and there's a brother-in-law that she can get married to, so the halacha is, that's called yibum, that marriage would be called a yibum. In that case, if they would have relations, and the woman would be in a state of nida, says the opinion there, they're going to be exempt since relations also completed the yibum marriage, which really is a mitzvah. So again, a toa bidvar mitzvah. So Gemara asks a series of questions. One being, what happened to the simchas onah, which is a marital obligation based on the pasuk in Shmos? She'ra ksusav onas aligra. It's written in the ksuba. There's an obligation of a husband to be together with his wife, and that being unrelated to the mitzvah of purvu of procreation, which technically has defined amounts per week and months, but as Rava argues, chayav adam samech ishto bidvar mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, why would there be a problem in this case? It's purely desire based, and therefore, if it's desire based, there shouldn't be a problem. We should call that a tov bidvar mitzvah. Answers the Gemara, the case of Yochanan was a technical matter in halacha of nida called samuch leveset, which Rashi says is based on the Gemara in Shavuos and other places. The musharin yisrael lifrosh minashosein samuch lezman veses nidosein. So the law basically works that when a woman is going to have her period of that month, the nida status is going to come in. So the halacha says that there has to be a separation of a certain amount of time before that nida status comes in, just to create a fence around this very, very severe prohibition that the Torah sets out of a husband and wife not being together during the nida status. And so that's what the Gemara says. That's the reason why. What's the reason why it wasn't permitted? Now, this requirement of l'samechos bidvar mitzvah is rabbinic. So we see that toa bidvar mitzvah, and this is really the point of the Gemara, maybe we can learn, that can even be said in a mitzvah midrabanan. Person doing a mistake and getting involved, even on a mitzvah midrabanan. We'll finish with the words of the Imre Emes in Parsha Zachar, quoting the Ramban at the beginning of Sefer Yikra, that the whole yisov, the whole foundation of the concept of the korban olav yored, which is a korban that was brought, one of the reasons why it was brought was what was tumas mikdash shekodeshav. It's due to toa bidvar mitzvah. So, for example, a kohen is eating kodshim, his kohen is eating korban meat. It's obviously da tola shemaim, but, and he says, of course, it's the right intention, but he has a lapse in consciousness that he really was impure. So, it says the Imre Emes, kol echad mi Yisrael hu shaliach shenishach min hashemaim liyach shaliach mitzvah. We're all here in this world to be a shaliach mitzvah mashem. Shetzarich lekasher atzum vekdusha shem mitzvah. So, if we get involved with mitzvahs, hopefully we'll be able to do the mitzvahs in the right way, and we'll be able to uplift ourselves to them.